Hello and welcome to this presentation. Today I'm going to cover how to utilize Respondus in order to generate a test and automatically upload it into your Blackboard course. What you see before you at this point in time is my desktop, and after having successfully placed Respondus on my computer, I have a desktop icon for it. I'm going to double-click the icon and bring up the Respondus operating system. Now, normally, you will have tests that will be in a format that is acceptable to Respondus because it is a little picky about the format. But once you master the format, you'll probably be pleased to know that there should not be too many issues with respect to quickly placing a test up into the test manager of your Blackboard course. I'm going to use a sample test that I simply downloaded at random from a website, and then placed into a notepad.txt type format. What I want to concentrate on here is what a multiple choice test question should look like from the Respondus point of view. Take a look. You'll probably notice here that there's nothing particularly outstanding or strange looking about this test, but the thing to pay attention to for the sake of making it conformable to the criteria for Respondus is that you have spaces appropriately placed in each of the sentences, frames, question structure, and answers. What I've done here is made absolutely sure that I have a space between the dot after the one for question number one, and then I begin with the text of the question, William James argued that, etc. This happens to be multiple choice, so I would be giving students an option here. And what that option will allow them to do, of course, is to be able to select from within Blackboard what the student believes to be the correct answer. Now, what you do automatically is you place an asterisk in front of the correct answer. In this case, it's B, and it should look almost exactly like that. Now, you may have a test bank of either true-false or multiple-choice. It pretty much works the same way for true-false, except that you'll have T, F, and an asterisk in front of the correct answer after you give your true-false question. And I should remark here at this point in time that if you go to the Help section of Respondus and click on it, you'll be able to discover for yourself how easy it is to format a pre-existing test. It can be in either a .txt, a .rtf, rich text format, or a .doc, or a .docx format. I think it's fairly easy to work with .txt, but any one of those formats will do as long as you abide by the conventions for spacing. If, for example, I didn't have the correct spacing on this first question, Respondus would basically reject it. So you want to have make sure that you have spacing. You could also, by the way, replace the period, as some of you may already be doing, with a parenthesis. That's fine. Respondus will accept that too. Same is true for the answer options. Parentheses can go there, but the most important thing that I've discovered is the spacing. If you haven't spaced appropriately between the numerical or alphanumeric prefixes for the questions and or the answers, then there will be a problem with Respondus. So now I'm going to go ahead and import this test and make note of the fact it's called Fill 100 Quiz 1. I save it, and I have to close it. I just have to know where I'm going to go find it later for when I go to import. So at this point in time, I'm going to show you a couple of options here. If you have a file already that you've created as a Respondus formatted file, you could open it. You could also create one by giving a name and then manually entering the questions. You could use the exam wizard, which is something I invite you, an option I invite you to explore. What we're going to do in this particular case is import the questions. I'm going to go back to the file that I just showed you. And what I have to do is give it a name, even despite the fact that I know that it's this quiz 4. So I'm going to call it simply Test Quiz 4. I'm going to create an exam. Now, if I created a survey, this would go in another place in Blackboard, and of course the grading or evaluation would be entirely different, but this is going to be an exam. There is a function that allows you to be able to have a stem, like chapter 1-02 or something like that. I did not utilize that, and try not to make it too terribly complex for myself in the course of that. Just a plain, straightforward uploading of a test is all I'm after. Now, this is a point at which, if I've made some kind of a mistake in formatting, respondents will let me know it. Now, what it says is one question did not include enough answer choices for the current personality. Now, I apparently have an issue with respect to that test, which respondents has made me aware of, and that's a good thing. But all the rest of these questions that were there are formatted properly, and what I'm seeing here now is an abbreviation of the particular question and answer. But I'm satisfied that I can go back and manually either correct the file, or once it's in Blackboard, I can fix it. And since it appears to be only one question, then what I'm going to do is fix it in Blackboard later. I'm done. I'm going to click on Finish. The file is saved. And I still now get the option of being able to add more questions manually, if I wish to do that. What I'm going to go to now is a tab that says Preview and Publish. I have the preview. I can take a look at all of this and see whether or not everything is correctly indicated there, which is not a bad idea, mind you. I'm satisfied that it's reasonably in good shape, and what I want to do is publish to Blackboard. I click on the Publish Blackboard link that is under the Preview and Publish. Click on the Publish wizard. I'm going to add a new server, but what I want you to remember is not to use the pre-configured server settings for our particular application, which is something that we acquired as a consequence of our participation in the Cal State University system with respect to Respondus. I'm going to show you how to enter the server settings manually. The reason I recommend that you do that in this particular case is because settings for things such as Blackboard can change periodically. And while we may have software that has already been pre-programmed, as we do with what were once the correct settings, it no longer is the case. So what you need to do is to click on No, I want to enter the server settings manually. Even if you don't want to do that, just click on that. Because it is a bit of a hassle, actually, but hopefully I can guide you through this so that it will be reasonably hassle-free. Now, at this point, Respondus gives you very specific instructions. To automatically set the server information for your institution, open your browser, go to the Blackboard login page where you type in your name and password. So I'm going to do that right now. This is the Blackboard login page. This is where I type my username and password. I'm going to go up here and copy this URL, and I'm going to paste it into Respondus. And now it's saying, in your browser, go to the course you want to use. Now what happens is, by going to a single course that you want to use, you will eventually see that you're going to get all the courses, technically speaking, that you have access to in a control panel area. But that requires now, at this point, that I log in. And I'm going to pick a course that is now no longer in use. It was in use a semester ago or so. I'm going to click on Control Panel. And it is this rather long URL. You do not want to manually enter that. You want to copy and paste it. So I'm going up here with my cursor, clicking on it. I'm going to click on Copy. Go back to Respondus. Notice how I'm toggling back and forth between open screens. And I'm going to paste that in there. And if I've done it correctly, when I click on Extract, it's going to give me some information that's very important, which I can confirm now. csudh.blackboard.com. Course ID that I selected will come up here. Server port, login port. It identifies all those things. Things you don't necessarily have to worry about. You don't have to worry about any of these things right now. If this is your first time actually setting up your Respondus for your Blackboard course, then you probably ought to just type in something like this. basically short for CSUDH Blackboard Server. Going to ask you for the username. And you probably ought to save it if you're going to use Respondus a lot on a specific machine. I want it to remember me. And I go back up here to the top in the upper right-hand corner and click OK. And now what I'm going to do is just simply publish to a single course. Now notice, at this point, many of you have asked about how to publish a test to several different sections of the same course. Well, you do it with batch publish to multiple courses. Or you could save it as a pool in a Blackboard format and then publish it independently. But this is the easy way to do it. Publish to several courses. And then if you do that, you'll get an opportunity to select all the courses you want to publish this particular test to. I'm going to, for the sake of this demo, simply publish to a single course. And if everything goes well, when I click on Next, I should be logged into Blackboard and given an option of choosing the course that I want to publish it to. I have quite a few that I can work with here. Let's see if we can put it into this one. 21419 is the CN number. And we'll go back to that to see that everything happened properly. New exam in that particular course called Test Quiz 4. You could have an option of replacing an exam. You just have to be really careful about what you're replacing. But if I did that, what it's going to give me is all the exams that I happen to have in that particular course that I would like to replace. So you see how pretty complete and granular, as we say, this is. We can actually get in there and determine not only the course, but the specific quiz that we might want to replace. But I'm going to create a new one called Test Quiz 4. I could create a pool as opposed to an exam. Remember that a pool is something from which you're going to draw questions for an exam. So a pool is in some sense like a repository of all the questions that you could use in principle for a specific exam. There's some sense to be made about the fact that a pool is more generic or more universal. I can rename it at this point. I could call it Test Quiz 4 Pool. And I could then go back into Blackboard and create a number of different instances of tests from that overall pool. But I'm going to go the easy way here. I just want to get an exam up for my students who I'm expecting to take an exam, who are expecting to take, based upon my information I gave to them in Blackboard, tomorrow morning, theoretically. Now, of course, these options under 3 have to do with things that you can also take care of within the Blackboard environment once you get back in your course to check out your exam. I tend to not worry about them for now and take care of anything that has to do with these options from within Blackboard. But, you know, I could link it to a content area. And then if I do that, in other words, what will happen is the test will go into the exam area, test manager area in Blackboard, and also be linked automatically, if you tell it to tell respondents to do this for you, to a content area. But I tend to like to take care of that after. I just want to get the test up and then go back to Blackboard and then set the options. Some of you are familiar with how to do that already. Well, we're going to see if this is going to work. So far, it looks like things are going well. What we had indicated here under the Publish Wizard was that the exam survey, namely Test Quiz, went up into the Test Manager. And that was completed successfully. So now we're going to finish. So now, just to prove that this actually worked, I'm going to go back to the particular course in question. And one easy way for me to look this up, of course, is, just to save a little bit of time, is with that 5-digit CN number. Here's a course in which I decided to put the test. How am I going to figure out where it is? I'm going to go back here to Control Panel, Test Manager. If you happen to have a whole bunch of tests, of course, you might see a panel not unlike this. But now notice, Test Quiz has been uploaded. I have not deployed it yet. I still have to do that. Now, again, in terms of deployment, I could have initiated the deployment sequence from the Respondus interface, but I decided that I just want to get the test up and I'll deal with the options for access later. Notice again today's date. That happens to be, in fact, the day upon which I'm actually generating this presentation, February the 19th. And I'm going to take a look at the questions briefly and see if they have correct answers associated with them. Everything does appear to be okay. So now what do you do? I sometimes do get questions about this. People know that they have tests that they ported over, let us say, from copying a course from a previous semester, and for some reason the tests are not appearing in the content areas. It's probably because of the fact that when you have a semester change, Blackboard acknowledges that and does not deploy the test, because the deployment of the test has to do with, actually, the date and the time and the semester during which the course is being conducted. So in this case with Respondus, I'm now going to take the next step, and that is find an area within the course I want to deploy the test to. Typically, depending upon how you set up your course, you can do it in a variety of different ways. Select an area, possibly in this case quizzes, that you want to give your students access to. Go to Edit View, go to Test, find the test you want to deploy, Test Quiz 4, the one again we've been working with. Highlight it. It says test added successfully. Now it's at this point I can set those options, which again, a couple of them I could have set within the Respondus environment. I'll click on it for just a moment. You're probably going to want to change this. I imagine your students are going to wonder, what is that Latin-looking word Respondus? What does it mean? So you may want to give a descriptive content for your students, which I recommend always doing. This is a test that you're going to be taking, and you might want to even put up there when it is due. However, that will automatically appear if you set these other options. If you open your test in a new window, a pop-up will come up, and the test will be there. If you don't, then the test will appear in the frame set within Blackboard. If you want your students to be able to have access to it, of course, you're going to say, make that link available. I frequently let Blackboard make an announcement for the test. Let that be automatically generated. If the students are logging in, they're going to see that announcement. And, of course, these options have to do with how you use the test. This test is a one-time affair, so they're not going to have multiple attempts. If I click on Force Completion, this means that once they log in to take the test, they cannot log out and log back in. I'm going to leave it at the what I call the default settings. You might want to set the timer. The problem, as some of you know, is that with Internet Explorer, generally speaking, later editions of it, it may have been corrected in the most recent version of Internet Explorer, but I don't think it is yet. When the timer is set, unfortunately, it can block the submit button. And so if a student is attempting to take a test, they're going to get extremely frustrated that the timer is in the way. I tend to not set the timer, but if you have a reason for doing that, then please advertise to your students to use Firefox from Mozilla, the Firefox browser from Mozilla, and that timer obscuration, so to speak, problem is done away with. If your test is timed for a specific window of opportunity, make sure you set those things. If you want to send a password for the test, you may have a reason for doing that. Technically speaking, only those people who have authentic login to their Blackboard course in which the test is actually made accessible to them will be able to take the test. But if you have a good reason for a password, you just have to make sure everybody knows what the password is. You would type it in here and then send out that password to all those people who are supposed to take the test. Could be if somebody's doing a makeup test and everybody sees the test, but you only want a few people to take the makeup test. That's a condition, and or more, I'm sure. But that's a condition under which you might want to consider creating a password. If the test is being included in the gradebook, you leave it at its default value. If you don't want it included as part of what students see, then you click on that. Most of my tests are done with a purpose in mind of having the grade actually appear automatically. And, of course, this test feedback is clearly up to you. If you just want them to see the score upon completion of the test, great. Want to see them, want them to perhaps be able to study what their answers were. If the purpose of this is to sort of prepare them for some other test and you don't mind them seeing all the correct answers, that's great. And if you provided on your test, there is an option to give feedback for each of the questions. Most people I encounter don't use that, but there's some of you who do. Then you would click that. Presentation mode. Some of us believe it's better all at once. Some of us believe it's better one at a time. Either way, you just set it up that way. I'm not going to go into detail on that exactly at this point, except that if you want somebody to come into a lab or use their own workstation and you're doing it one at a time, then by prohibiting backtracking, it simply means that once they decide upon an answer and they click to go to the next answer after they submit, then they're not going to be able to go back. One at a time perhaps makes it a little more difficult to cheat on a test, depending on how you've set the timing for the test. All at once seems to do away with several issues that can arise with regard to internet connectivity and other things that can happen to your computer or to you as you're sitting for a long period of time taking a test. So I tend to go with all at once. Other people have different views about that. And of course, it may depend upon how long the test is and what the purpose of it is too. I'm done. I click submit. And I now go back to find that little test I just put up, and there it is. What do the students see at this point? Well, now remember, with these little pull-down menu buttons, you can actually put the test, change the sequence of it, maybe put it up at the top here. What the student sees is test quiz 4, and they get this pretty much standard introduction, and now they can take the test from within Blackboard. It comes up all at once, and when they're done, they click submit. So there you go. Some of you are already very much familiar with this, but I took that one raw text file, properly formatted it, and then used Respondus to upload it. And I could have uploaded this same test in several different sections of as many courses as I would have wanted to, as long as I provide Respondus with my correct login. Now, another question sometimes arises is, okay, how do I get Respondus? Well, let me take that up with you right now. If you're not already associated with an organization in Blackboard called Respondus Resources, email me at dborkeman@csudh.edu, and I will put you into what we call the organization Respondus Resources. My colleague, Dr. Steve Williams, did a very good job placing some fine bits and pieces of training materials up, so that you can take a look at how to use Respondus as a quick start guide in PDF format. Some good examples. Very good stuff. When you want to download Respondus on your very own, you simply go over here to the download area. And a thing that I need to caution you about, which could be very frustrating if you don't know about it, is that when you download this file, what you should do is right-click with a PC-type mouse, copy that file any way you can, save it. I'm going to go ahead and put it in a place where I probably have not saved it before. Save it. Depending on your connection, it doesn't take long. Okay, now, we have actually downloaded Respondus, and we appear to have done it into the document section. Now notice, I find the Respondus icon and the file itself, but the reason why there is no image here or any other kind of indication of what this is because I'm assuming it actually is a safety feature. An .exe file can actually be the source of viral infection to your computer. We know that Respondus will not be, but the .exe.exe file extension was removed in the process of the download. You correct that as follows. You click on the file, Respondus file name, right-click and rename it, and make sure you put a .exe right behind it without changing anything else. And what happens now is you have that little icon. That means it's an application. You double-click that application, and then you get a screen in which you're prompted to fill in this information. You're going to put Cal State University Consortium in one of the clearly outlined spaces for that. My name, Katie Borkeman, in the other one, and copy and paste this whole file also into the installation password. Once you do that and click OK, respondents will probably look for updates. Go ahead and click on Yes, you may update at this time, and then you should get ready to roll in the fashion that I've just demonstrated. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope this helps. If you have any questions, please give me a call, and I'll try to help you as quickly as possible. Preferably email me, and I'll respond since we are connected up now pretty much 24/7 with our new BlackBerry devices. Take good care. Bye-bye.